Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably. Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 31. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows level off around 26. Overcast skies tomorrow, highs level off around 43. Sunny skies Saturday with daytime highs approaching 20. 35 Sunday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently it's 11.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. The United States Senate just published a 130-page report about the dangers and threats of the white supremacist movement in the United States. I think one of the most troubling things that the report points out is that the Center for Strategic and International Studies points out, and they're quoted in this, that right-wing extremists had carried out or plotted 267 attacks and caused 91 deaths in the last 7 years, basically since Donald Trump announced his candidacy. And more than a quarter of those attacks, nearly half the killings, have been perpetrated by white supremacists. A lot of this is being driven by something called the Great Replacement Theory. The fellow who murdered, as I recall, it was, 10 black people in Buffalo, New York, in that supermarket, was doing so specifically because he said the Great Replacement Theory had flipped him out, that, you know, black and brown people were replacing white people. And of course, this is a theory that has been endorsed by people like Tucker Carlson and J.D. Vance and Senator Ron Johnson. But the thing that really troubled me, and then the New York Times also has pointed out that hate crimes against black Americans rose 46%. Between 2019 and 2020. And that would, you know, cross the period of the George Floyd protests. But the Senate reports that the FBI in recent years has changed how it categorizes domestic terrorism ideologies. I'm quoting from the report. In 2017, the FBI created a new category of domestic terrorism ideology called Black Identity Extremists, but has since terminated the use of this category. By 2019, the FBI combined all forms of racially motivated extremism, including the pre-existing category of white supremacist violence, into one category called racially motivated violent extremists. Now, here's the problem with this. You've got this massive number of white supremacist people who are literally killing people all across the United States on a regular basis. And then you've got this really tiny little fringe group of a few black people who are, what's the phrase, black identity extremists, who might have killed one or two people. I don't recall any cases where black identity extremists committed a mass murder. There might be some. And the FBI used to have these as separate categories, so you could see, where do we have a problem? It's not with the black people, it's with the white people. It's with the white supremacists. It's the people following, you know, Donald Trump and Nick Fuentes and Stephen Miller and people like that. But now that the FBI has combined these two, it makes it look like it's not just a white terrorism problem that America has. In fact, the Senate report, this is literally from, this is word for word, verbatim from the Senate report, quote, "This change obscures the full scope of white supremacist terrorist attacks, and it has prevented the federal government from accurately measuring domestic terrorism threats." You know, again, like, you know, what's up with the FBI? I just don't get it. I am generally a big supporter of our federal law enforcement agencies. I mean, you have to have law enforcement. You have to. You can't have a country that functions without, you know, competent law enforcement. But you also have to have reasonable, competent information. You've got to know, you know, where the real threats are and what they are. Which brings us to Carrie Lake, the loser in Arizona in the gubernatorial race, who is still going quack, 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 quack. And she's trying to do a Donald Trump routine. The problem is she's not Donald Trump. But she's out there saying that Arizonans are going to become slaves. Yes, that's her phrase, right? You're going to be enslaved. She says, "It is our moment right now." This is on a podcast yesterday, with a right-wing podcast. She said, "It is our moment right now to prove that we love this country, to prove that we're in it for the fight. Look at China. If we don't stand up now, we will become China. And I'm not talking about those heroic people in China. I'm talking about we will become slaves because globalism, that's what it is. That's what it has in mind for us. We become slaves to a system." And she said her supporters need to stand up and fight every day. There's no choice but to stand up and fight. And if we don't stand up and fight, how are we telling, what are we telling our grandchildren and children? That we don't care about their future? Actually, we do care about their future. That's why we didn't elect Carrie Lake. It's like climate denier much? Oh, man. We are watching the last gasp, right? This, as the Zoomer generation comes into its own, as the participation in our elections by people under 30 goes from around 6% 6 or 8 years ago, to, you know, 15, 17, 18%, depending on the state and the election now, we are seeing a mass mobilization of young people across the United States, and they are having a consequential impact on our elections. And so, you know, the Carrie Lakes of the world, the Donald Trumps of the world, the Ron DeSantis's of the world, their only hope right now is fascist revolution, is for the fascists to actually take over our country and end democracy. Because as long as we are a democracy in which the majority of the people get to pick who their representatives are and do so in fair and free elections, and I would argue that we no longer have fair and free elections in many of these red states. They are so, the elections are so rigged, the rules are so rigged, the districts are so gerrymandered. In states like Florida and Georgia and North Carolina and South Carolina and Alabama and Texas, Mississippi, in these states that, you know, they've just done everything that they possibly can to keep progressives, in particular Democrats in general, from ever winning elections. But even in those places, it's starting to crack because people are sitting around going, wait a minute, they really want to ban all abortion? They really want to end the FDA's legalization of these pills. They really want to end contraception, your right to contraception. Multiple anti-abortion movement people now have come out and said that next on their target list are in vitro fertilization and birth control, because they consider those also the destruction of human life. And I think that there's a lot of voters sitting back going, this is, you know, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. This is crazy stuff. And the older conservative generation is fading, is dying out, and is in many cases less likely to be active and participating. And that's a lot of the Republican base. I mean, the average age of a Fox News viewer is 71 years old. And what's coming up now is a bunch of young people, literally the most diverse generation in the history of America. This generation of Zoomers is the first generation of Americans that is in the neighborhood of being only 50% white. The younger Zoomers, the much younger Zoomers, are less than 50% white. The older Zoomers are a little more than 50% white. But this is that transitional generation. And they embrace their diversity. Or at least many of them do. I get it. Nick Fuentes is probably a Zoomer. I'm not sure exactly how old he is, but people like him. There's a lot. You know, there's a hardcore right-wing, we want a dictator, fascist movement, you know, among that age group. You have to acknowledge that. They're very active on social media. But they're very much the minority among the Zoomers. And as this generation comes up, they're starting, and frankly, it seems to me that they're starting to wake up and animate Gen X and even Boomers and Millennials, of course, and say, hey, wait a minute, you know, what's going on here? So we'll see how this shakes out, but how does America stop the stoking of violence from Republicans like Kerry Lake? I think time is going to take care of this, but for the moment, frankly, I think ridicule is what we need to be engaging. She's a joke.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And Fuentes is 24, yeah, he's a Zoomer. There you go. We'll be back 16 minutes past the hour.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-653-2073. 800-653-2073. 800-653-2073. That's 800-653-2073.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle.
Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at tomhartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light, and because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Welcome back, 20 minutes past the hour. Hey, we've got a geeky science here. Why do zebras have stripes? Right? Evolutionary scientists have been wondering this for years. I mean, it's just baffling them. They actually figured this out a couple of decades ago, generally, back in the 1980s. But they really didn't understand what was going on. So, it turns out, I mean, you know, again, why would a zebra have stripes? Why, you know, you're trying to blend into the jungle, right? There's predators out there. There's lions and tigers and things that want to eat you. Why would you, you know, why would you have stripes? Why wouldn't it look like camouflage? You know, if you're gonna alter your appearance, you know, like cheetahs do, you know, with spots all over. Why stripes? Well, it turns out that flies who like to bite zebras and transmit diseases, by the way, that these biting flies have compound eyes. Each one of their eyes are actually made up of hundreds of little tiny photoreceptors. And ever seen a barber pole, the old-fashioned, you know, red and white striped barber pole, and you look at it, and if it's spinning around, it just looks like it's continuously, you know, like there's this white line or this red line that's continuously moving up or down the pole, depending on which direction it's turning. It's an optical illusion. Well, it turns out that the stripes on the zebra cause flies to think that the zebra is in constant motion. So why bother? They just did this fascinating study, and they found out also that this isn't a long distance thing, it's a near distance thing, where they took two different pelts, a cheetah pelt and a zebra pelt, and the pelt from another animal that was all just brown, and let some flies loose near these two pelts, and none of the flies went to the zebra pelt. And it turns out it was because they were basically blinded by the stripes. So a fascinating study published over at Wired.com of all places. They know flies have compound eyes that combine input from thousands of photoreceptors, each pointing in slightly different directions. Their sense of color is limited, and while they can sense motion and polarized light and process images 10 times faster than our eyes, those images are very low res. So flies get fooled by the barber pole illusion, that famous diagonal red stripe that seems to spiral infinitely upwards, creating a false perceived direction of motion and false speed as well. Evolution's amazing. It's just amazing. All right, let's pick up some of your phone calls here. We've talked about so much today. Was there a conspiracy in our federal government among senior level people beyond Donald Trump to overthrow our government? Is Herschel Walker guilty of voter fraud? What's that going to mean in Georgia? Abortion, I shared some of the horror stories with you. How's it playing out in your state? What are you hearing from friends and relatives, and what are you catching happening? Electricity around the world, how is electricity being handled in your area? Why are we letting the Supreme Court act like they're above the law? And what do you think we should be doing about this? Is Twitter worth saving? The persistent and lethal threat of white supremacists, all the things that we've talked about today. Bob in Desert Hot Springs, California. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, great to have you back. I have to tell you, this morning I saw a great bumper sticker. It said, "Make America Great Again. Dump Trump."
I love it. Yeah, some swords cut both ways, right?
Yeah, I just got to say, Tom, I'll leave you with this thought. You could fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time.
Yeah, as Abraham Lincoln famously said, and he was absolutely right. Thank you, Bob. Thanks for that. Mark in Sauk City, Wisconsin. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey there, yeah, and you talked about the new Constitutional Convention attempts that they're trying again. And I know I've read this before on your program, but I can't help but draw back to Hamilton, how he closes out the Federalist Papers. I dread the more the consequences of new attempts, because I know that powerful individuals, emphasis on powerful individuals, in this and other states are enemies to a general national government in every possible shape. Now, how he closes out the Federalist Papers in the last few paragraphs of that is a warning against, you know, the attempts to rewrite the entire Constitution. He talks about, you know, the provision in the Constitution for a new convention, but he actually posited that, well, the state legislatures will actually provide a stopgap on this and actually use some common sense and realize that we shouldn't be rewriting the whole Constitution.
This was Federalist number which?
85,
thank you.
Yeah, and of course in 75 he has warnings against men like Donald Trump.
Yeah.
That are in it for
and
themselves.
In 51, yeah.
And also in 44, you know, Madison quenches the whole idea of strict enumeration being a requirement for the government to do anything.
Yeah.
But it is just ridiculous that, and I mean, I think our the Democrats need to confront the Republicans on the Constitution and just, you know, not only the 14th Amendment, they should just, you know, that, and confront the insurrectionists with that. Just toss that in their face every time they open their mouths. Hit them with the 14th Amendment, and on the deputy chairman, hit them with the 14th Amendment again, because Section 4, in my layman's opinion, says the debt ceiling does not exist. I mean,
right.
The Constitution requires us to pay our debts, and that's, you know, there's no question about that. And it's not ambiguous. It just says the debt shall not be questioned.
There is,
period.
You know, there is a movement within the Democratic Party to call the Republicans bluff on that. The problem is that, you know, who would adjudicate that debate would be the Supreme Court.
Well, then the Supreme Court, I mean, but the Supreme Court, according to the Constitution, does not have the authority to decide laws in the first place. Hamilton addressed that, too. I mean,
you're right, Mark.
Specifically.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And it was a debate at the Constitutional Convention as well. Mark, thank you for the call. Thank you. A moment of lucidity and sanity interjected into an otherwise nutty day. Thank you, Mark.
Listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be back with your calls right after this. What gifts are you getting this year for the wine lovers and entertaining mavens in your life? For this holiday season, why not go to wineenthusiast.com for unique quality wine gifts and accessories for everyone, naughty or nice on your list. Most people know Wine Enthusiast from their monthly magazine and wine ratings, but for more than 40 years, Wine Enthusiast has also been the premier destination for fine wine lifestyle products, offering the largest selection of wine storage, accessories, glassware, furniture, and personalized gifts galore. You want it? They have it. Wine Enthusiast designs and offers the largest selection of wine storage for every drinker, every budget, and every collection, from 6 to 600 bottles. Visit wineenthusiast.com or text CHEERS to 73784. That's CHEERS.
You wanted information as election results rolled in, and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed
impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys, and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
All right, class, let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Whoa! Awesome!
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah.
We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
They say the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. In the same way, the journey to end poverty for good begins first with a child. A journey like this takes commitment from you and me. A commitment to end poverty for good. Learn how you can help at children.org right now.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, "That's a surefire hit." Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week, I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple, yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we can deliver medical care where the need is greatest. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care to people caught in crisis situations around the world. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy today with a high of 31. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows level off around 26. Overcast skies tomorrow, highs level off around 43. Sunny skies Saturday with daytime highs approaching 20. 35 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 11.
Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Woo-hoo!
Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Our one-hour free podcast recaps our show, and it's available wherever fine podcasts are found. And we have the full three-hour podcast available over at TomHartmann.com if you want to really support our program. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. What's on your mind today? Joseph in Bovee, Minnesota. Hey, Joseph, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you. Back at you.
For the last 2 years, my colleagues and I have been fighting to get factual information out on COVID, and Twitter has been our means. And then I see that Elon Musk is allowing the disinformation to come out in the name of so-called free speech.
Right.
It's almost like calling fire in a crowded theater to me. I mean, this is just crazy, and I feel like we're being set back by such a thing. And I was just getting my Substack newsletter built up, more people are reading it, and now I'm wondering what's going to happen.
Joseph, you're the Joseph who publishes the newsletter on I subscribed to your newsletter, right? The one about COVID?
Yes.
Dr. Joseph? Yeah.
By the way, I got to quick mention this. There's been a measles outbreak in Columbus, Ohio. 46 cases, 19 are hospitalized right now. So we got viruses all over.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not good. That is very much not good.
Yeah.
What I don't know what to say or do about Twitter. I'm not pleased that Musk is letting these people back on the one hand. On the other hand, social media sites, there is a certain buyer beware component built into that. But what's your sense, Joseph, of what the new variants coming down the road are? I know you've done several newsletters on this, and the level of detail that you get into is beyond my ability to follow. Are we looking at progressively more dangerous variants or simply progressively more contagious variants?
I realize
there's some crossover.
Yeah, exactly. I'd say a little bit of both, but there was just recently a little study on one of the therapeutic treatments that they give, and this thing is causing, it's not very effective, by the way, is causing the virus to mutate at about a 70 times rate of what it was before. So if you look, since they've been prescribing this thing, all of a sudden we got all these variants backed up around the end of September, and we continue to see it. There's a bunch more coming down. I just pray that we don't get a Pi or Sigma as the next Omicron. That's kind of where we're sitting right now, and couple that with the flu and RSV, which is getting close to a vaccine now. We got a major health crisis coming here in the next few months, and
It's happening right now. But one of my kids is doing 12-hour shifts in an ER room just 10 miles from me, and it's a hellscape. I mean, so many people come in with these respiratory viruses right now, and in some cases, multiple. COVID plus the flu, COVID plus RSV, RSV plus the flu. It's like it's throwing people into the hospitals, and particularly young people, particularly kids. Also the other question I had for you with regard to COVID, knowing who you are now, I just added a note to our database here on callers, I've read that there is the spike protein has external pieces to it that we are programming the mRNA viruses for the body to produce so that it will produce antibodies so it'll respond to them. And there is a new plan to take, but the spike itself, just, you know, drill down a little deeper into this, you know, in the trunk of the spike, essentially, rather than the leaves of it. That doesn't change from mutation to mutation, and they're talking about making an mRNA virus, or vaccine rather, that is specific to that part of the spike protein, so it would be universally effective, or active anyway, across all COVID vaccines, possibly even the common cold, which shares that spike, apparently. Right. What do you know about that?
Well, it's so preliminary right now. I hesitate to comment on it.
Okay, so that we're looking at stuff that's a couple of years down the road, then, not months.
I would say at least a year down the road.
And I also read in Science that they're now coming. They're working on a flu vaccine, and again, this because they're going to go for a different part of the virus would not. You wouldn't have to have, I mean, right now, like the flu shot I got a couple of months ago, it was four different killed viruses. But instead of using, you know, out of 30 that are in circulation right now, instead of using a killed virus, it's using a piece of the virus that doesn't change as the virus mutates. And so it would be effective against all flus. It's an mRNA vaccine. What do you know about that?
Right. And, you know, we're kind of at the tip of the iceberg on this. You know, we've been flying by the seat of our pants so far, and this is all very promising stuff, but
yeah. It's exciting new technology.
Right now, it's not doing us a lot of good.
Yeah, well, it is with the you know, the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines that we have available to us for COVID. But yeah, I get your point. Joseph, thank you for the call. It's great to hear from you. Like I said, I subscribe to your newsletter. If you want to give it a plug right now, tell people how they can find it. What's the URL?
Yeah, it's josepheastman.substack.com.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. Good talking to you, Joseph. Thank you again, or Dr. Joseph. Dan in Portland. Hey, Dan, thanks for listening to X-Ray FM. What's on your mind today?
Oh, hey, Tom. Yeah, you're talking about the energy crisis in Europe. Mm-hmm. And I heard all these great things about Germany building solar panels, and they have the highest rate of solar use in the modern world or something. So my friend in Germany, she lives in Bavaria. She says, "Oh yeah, we're so worried this Ukrainian thing and Russia with the oil prices and our energy." I said, "Well, can you put solar panels on your house?" She tells me, "No, not the wait list is like almost 2 years. She got to wait, and then this is the best part. They don't even tell you the price. They don't even tell you how much it's going to be."
Wow.
They say, you got to agree to it, and then the price, of course, is probably going to go up. And then they don't even say how long it'll be.
Yeah.
And that's what the state of Germany
that's,
is.
That's how much demand they have now. I mean, this is a huge demand shock. And so whether the prices are going to go up or whether they're going to go down as a result of, you know, indigenous production, Germany is trying to build a solar industry right now. For their own use, because most of these panels that have been installed in Germany in the last decade or so have been made in China, and
you know, that's they're not happening. Making them there,
right? But they're starting to, and but it's a whole brand. Yeah, I mean, you know, it takes time to build a factory, develop the technology, and do all that kind of thing. But Germany wants to be the manufacturer of solar panels for all of Europe, and it's probably going to take a couple of years. But I'm pretty confident that within a couple of years they're going to have this under control. Europe has a huge incentive right now, you know, to get this stuff working.
Probably.
And
you're probably right, but they'll just need water now.
Yeah. Well, this is the new crisis is, you know, how the planet is being altered, you know, by climate change. It's scary stuff. Dan, thanks for the call. It's nice to hear from you. Dave in Torrance, California. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I think that we should always take lessons from previous election, and I think one of the lessons that we should take is we need to improve our explanation of economy. It breaks my heart every time I hear from someone that Republicans are better for economy.
Yeah.
That means we're failing. We're failing. Simple answer, simple explanation of economy.
Yeah, our messaging is failing. I agree.
I think The simplest way that it has always worked for me, that everything Republican have done is always for the 1% of the population. Every time they come to the power, all they do is tax break for the rich.
Well, also, you know, 8 out of the last 9 recessions have happened during a Republican presidency. The three really arguably depressions that we've had are massive collapses of the stock market. Hoover, Reagan, and Bush were all during Republican presidencies. The GDP grows better during Democratic presidencies than Republican presidencies. I mean, these things are not disputed. They're just not widely known.
Yeah, that's why I think every representative, every delegate have to repeat same simple economic explanation. Yeah. That way it's just like a $1.99 hamburger. I mean, when you hear it 2 million times, it hacks.
Yep, Democrats make the economy work, and Republicans don't. Republicans make the economy basically, you know, they steal from the working class to give to the rich. It's just what it comes down to. David, thank you very much for that. Amy in Annapolis, Maryland. Hey, Amy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I remember you were talking about Herschel Walker and, you know, can't even run. You know, he owns a primary property in Texas, and it got me thinking. That I know two people that own primary properties here in Maryland, and they vote in Florida. And why do they vote in Florida? Because they're vacationing there, and, you know, they vacation there for several months a year. Right. But they don't own property there, and they especially don't own primary property there. So I don't know what the rules are, and I was just, you know, I figured that you probably know everything.
It varies from state to state. Every state has their own residency requirements. In Texas, apparently, you just have to have that as your residence on January 1st, on one day, and you're good for the rest of the year. And I don't know if you remember this. This was remember when George Herbert Walker Bush was vice president, This was in the 1990 or 91, and I think it was 91 because it was as he was gearing up to run against Bill Clinton, and Doonesbury did a series of Sunday cartoons where you could cut out a little coupon and mail it into the state of Texas and become a Texas resident for the purposes of taxes. Because George H.W. Bush, although he had this massive compound up in Maine where his family, you know, the family compound that went back to the days of his grandfather Prescott, and that's where they primarily lived, he had always claimed an apartment, a condo, in Dallas as his primary residence so that he didn't have to pay income taxes in Connecticut. And because Texas has no income tax. And Doonesbury just parodied him. Go ahead.
I don't mind the voting in Florida, but I do mind them, you know, claiming that Maryland is their primary residence.
I'm guessing that they're claiming that Florida is their primary residence because Florida doesn't have an income tax either.
Well, I'm surprised about that, but how can they, you know, we're talking about property taxes.
Right.
So why can they get
it's up to the state. It's up to each state. And I don't know the Florida rules. I just this morning read an article about the Texas rules, which is why I'm familiar with that, because it had to do with Herschel Walker. You only have to be in Texas on January 1st and say, hey, I'm here, I live here, and that's you're good for the rest of the year. Other states, some states, I know, you know, when Louise and I moved to Germany, the federal rule was 6 months plus one day, half a year plus one day, and you are either taxed as an American or you're taxed as an American overseas. And we moved there from Georgia, so as I recall, maybe we moved there from New Hampshire.
Yeah, interesting. I wanted
we moved there from
one
Georgia.
Other thing. Well, I have you, since they're hard to get, and that is the Bavaria solar panels. And I live in Maryland. We have a great deal of sunny days in Maryland, but I have a big oak tree, and I've been told by 3 solar companies that no, my house is not really a good, and I've been to Bavaria. I can't imagine that they have enough sun to make solar panels even worthwhile.
Germany, you know, I used to live just north of Bavaria in the Frankenwald, and Germany is the cloudiest country in Europe. It is cloudier than pretty much any part of the United States. It's right on par with Michigan. I grew up in Michigan, and Michigan is IFR. It's cloudy more than half of the year. And Germany is even worse than that. And yet, you know, they got plenty of solar power. So, Amy, it's possible. Amy, thank you for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's Talk Media for the Sane Among Us. Back with your calls in just a second. Boiled supermarket meats, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Our dogs love this food. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. Text Tom to 511-511 today. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Ann Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Ann Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
quickly that the concept of separate but equal was incredibly damaging to the youth in these black communities, outrageously damaging. And we have to acknowledge the damage that has been done up to the present day and acknowledge it, and then we can start to address these things. But the black community has been crying out for decades and decades and decades to have somebody in the white community hear what they're saying and advocate for them, because it is so obvious that they are powerless and they advocate for themselves very well. But the power structure is so stacked against them. And I mean, it's just so frustrating. I can only imagine how frustrating it must be for the entire black community. Yeah. So there you go.
With you, Anders. He said it very, very well. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. John in Seattle. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, good morning, Tom. It's good to see you back.
Thank you.
And I was just curious, you had a caller call in about the CDC, and you mentioned that a lot of people had passed away because of Trump's ignorance.
Well, I would say it was his malice, but whatever.
And malice, yeah. But it's just sad to see that people are letting their guard down. Like when I watch a football game, or when I'm, you know, I see anything where there's a big crowd of people, and there's nobody wearing a mask anymore, and it's strange, but they're saying that there's going to be another bout of this epidemic is going to pick up again, and it's starting to grow. Like 35% of the hospitals are being taken over now.
Well, a lot of that is flu and RSV. As I mentioned, one of my kids works in the ER of a hospital nearby here. And it's all three. I mean, it's just we're getting this triple whammy. But yeah, there are a couple of variants that seem to be even more contagious. Omicron variants that seem to be even more contagious than the ones that are out there. On the other hand, they're also working on a brand new vaccine that will work against all Omicron. So, you know, knock wood, we can make it through. John, thank you for the call. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Is Mark Pocan going to be with us tomorrow? Yeah, Congressman Pocan will be with us for an hour, taking your calls, and otherwise a fascinating day. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're in. There's a lot you can do to help this democracy.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
The holidays are right around the corner, and we're ready. Why? Because we use HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers delicious recipes and more right to our door, so we can skip that extra grocery store trip, take a break from meal planning, and actually enjoy this special time of the year. HelloFresh always has something new to try, with over 35 chef-crafted recipes each week, chock full of quality ingredients and choice proteins. Plus, we can stock our pantry and even prep for a party with seasonal and convenience items from HelloFresh Market. When we're in a hurry, their 20-minute meals and easy cleanup options make for more quality time around the dinner table and less time in the kitchen. And saving money is always a priority around the holidays. HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% less expensive than takeout. Louise and I have learned so much about cooking from HelloFresh. Plus, we brought that knowledge to other meals. Sign up today for 70% off plus free shipping.
I'm Nyheim Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.